Welcome to the Building Great Lives podcast, a podcast about real life, real issues, and finding real answers to life's most difficult questions. And now your host, Trent Gillum.
Greetings, everyone. Trent here. Welcome to episode number 95 of the podcast. I'm glad you've joined the Building Great Lives journey. Before we get started, as always, I'd like to say a huge thank you to our monthly ministry partners and to you, the listener. Each of you make this ministry possible, and I'm excited to have you on the Building Great Lives team here at the Building Great Lives podcast. It's our desire to help people from around the world grow, heal, discover, and fulfill their unique purpose. Thank you for sharing these episodes. We're praying these messages of hope reach every possible person in every possible nation. In today's episode, we're going to talk about change. Now, I know change can be a very difficult thing to go through. However, there is a necessity of change. God intends for us to be able to embrace the change that we need in order to become all that He has called us to be. Now, let's be clear from the very beginning. Taking the action steps that creates change in our lives isn't always easy, but it is always necessary. Now, there are some things that never change. The psalmist declared in Psalms 119, verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." The word "settled" in this text means established. Another translation says firmly fixed, and yet another says stands secure. The word of God is forever settled. It is unchanging. And along with His word, Scripture also teaches us that God never changes. The prophet Malachi said in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, "For I am the Lord, I change not." The writer of Hebrews declared in Hebrews 13 and verse 8, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." Now, I am thankful that we can trust the unchanging word of God. It is a light unto our path. We can look at it and trust it. It is not going to change. It is a fixed and firm foundation. Our God does not change. However, He does change us. So there are some things that never change, yet there are some things that must change. And one of the things that has to change is us. We have to change. It is God's plan for our lives. We are to grow from faith to faith. We are to add to our virtue. We are to grow in knowledge. We are to grow in the Spirit. And the only way that we can grow in the Spirit is to change. And it's not always easy, but it always has great benefits. There are times that we need to make changes to how we think. There are times we need to change how we pray. There are times that we need to change how we worship. There are times that we need to change how we respond, even to difficult times. It's easy to get caught in the cycle of doing things the same way over and over, even when it's not producing the change that we need. And some have attributed to Albert Einstein as defining insanity as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. When what you've been doing isn't working, it's a sure sign that it's time for a change. While even small changes can be uncomfortable, it's important to remember you are not alone. You're not having to make these steps by yourself. God is with you, guiding you every step of the way. And while change can feel uncertain, and while there is an element of not knowing when it comes to change, God is with you. Trust Him through the process. God will lead us to the process, but we have to take the steps to make the change. This isn't something that just today's generation is dealing with. People all throughout the Word of God had to deal with these same issues. They also had to make the appropriate adjustments to their lives that they could better become all that God called them to be. One such example in the Bible is Bartimaeus. The Bible tells us that Jericho was one of the places that Jesus made a point to visit on his trips to Jerusalem. Jericho was about 15 miles east of Jerusalem near the Jordan River. And at the times of Jesus, Jericho was an affluent city. In dramatic contrast to the desert surroundings, Jericho thrived as a fertile, spring-fed oasis. In fact, it had a moderate climate and many freshwater springs. The Bible describes Jericho as the city of palm trees. It was also filled with pleasant-smelling gardens of balsam, figs, rose plants, and cypress. And because Jericho catered to the wealthy, beggars often lined the streets of the roads that led in and out of the city. It was a good place for them to beg alms and encounter people that could afford to have pity on them and give. And the Bible doesn't tell us how many times Jesus went to Jericho, but we do know that he visited there several times. We know on one such visit, Jesus healed an unnamed blind man while entering the city. On another visit, he had an encounter with a wealthy tax collector named Zacchaeus. On yet another visit, Jesus taught the parable of the pounds. And on another occasion, which was most likely his last visit, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus was healed after he cried out to Jesus. No doubt Bartimaeus had heard of the miracles that Jesus had done in his previous visits. We know this because when the crowd told Bartimaeus that it was Jesus passing by, he immediately cried out, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." It is highly probable that Bartimaeus had sat quietly by the roadside while Jesus passed by during all his previous visits. Bartimaeus had heard the stories of all the others that Jesus had healed, yet when Jesus passed by, he remained silent. But on this occasion, something had to change. All the other visits, remaining silent, had brought no change. Sure, he had heard stories, and sure, it had encouraged him that others had been healed. But what about him? Sitting silently by, doing the same thing time after time after time, had brought knowledge, but no change. But this time was different. This time, there was a desperation that rose up inside of Bartimaeus that said, sitting quietly by, doing the same thing over and over and over again, isn't bringing the change that I need. And so this time, when Jesus passes by, he doesn't remain silent. He doesn't sit by and let the opportunity pass him by. No, he does exactly the opposite. He rises up and says, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And even though the crowd told him to hold his peace, he knew, if I hold my peace, nothing changes. I've already tried that, and it didn't work. So I'm going to try this and see what happens now. So the crowd could not convince him to be quiet, and the more they told him to do so, the Bible says he cried aloud the more, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and called for him. And the Bible says that he cast off his garment of a beggar and he went to Jesus and the Lord healed him. This is a powerful reminder that without taking action and making changes, we cannot expect different outcomes. Bartimaeus tried being silent time after time. This time, he makes the necessary changes, steps out beyond his comfort zone, and goes to Jesus. This created the change that he needed. This principle also applies to us. It applies to various aspects of our lives, including our relationships, personal growth, and spiritual development. It challenges us to be proactive and intentional about creating the changes we desire to see in our lives. We can sit idly by day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, until we're looking back on our lives wondering, what if I had just become bold for Jesus? What if I had just made the necessary changes? I do not want to live in the what ifs. I want to live in the here and now, knowing that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. When we rise up and say, I am going to make the changes necessary, if nothing changes, then nothing changes. But if I change, then God can change everything in my life. So why are we so resistant to change? Well, first of all, we as humans prefer comfort zones. The familiar is way more comfortable than the unknown. The familiar, though comfortable, can sometimes hinder our progress and prevent us from experiencing the fullness of life that God intends for us. People often develop attachments to their past experiences, identities, good or bad, and ways of doing things. These attachments create resistance to change. Change often involves stepping out of one's comfort zone. Another reason that people are so resistant to change is the what if factor. What if it doesn't work? What if I fail? The what if factor is a common barrier to making necessary changes, but somehow you have to step beyond that. It's not a matter of what if I fail or what if it doesn't work. It's a matter of what if I don't try? I can live with the what if I fail more than the what if I don't try. Another reason that people are resistant to change is emotional exhaustion. I heard someone say it's complacency, and it could be with some people. However, it's not always a lack of motivation or complacency that keeps people from making necessary changes. It can also be emotional exhaustion. Life can feel overwhelming, and change requires effort and commitment. Taking the first step toward change can feel daunting, but after that first step, things become easier and easier and easier. Another reason that people are resistant to change is maybe you've become resigned to your current circumstances. In other words, you feel like there's really no hope. You tried, but it didn't work out. You have prayed, but you feel like it didn't change. Well, you've got to pray again. Feeling like things will never get better is a horrible place to be. Maybe you've tried to deal with the situation, but it left you questioning how to get beyond where you are. If you don't deal with this, it'll lead you to wanting to give up, and you have to distance yourself from the desire to quit. You have to realize that change is not always quick, and it's not always easy. It requires commitment. You must recognize the need for change. Often we find ourselves stuck in routines, habits, and mindsets that keep us stagnant. Change becomes imperative when we realize that the status quo is no longer good enough. It's through recognizing the need for change that you open yourself up to new possibilities and opportunities for growth. After recognizing your need for change, it's time to take action. Change requires it. It's not enough to merely acknowledge that you need change. You must actively pursue it, whether it's breaking free from destructive habits, pursuing new opportunities, or deepening your relationship with God. Change demands intentional effort on our part. By trusting God's guidance, making the necessary changes, you will overcome and experience growth in every area of your life. Remember, nothing changes if nothing changes. So commit yourself to embracing the process of change with faith and courage. Trust in God's guidance as you step out of your comfort zone and pursue the abundant life that God has called you to. You must take the step to make the change. And as has become our tradition here at the Building Great Lives podcast, I want to pray for you, listener. I want to pray that God would encourage you and help you through this time of change. Jesus, I'm asking you to help each listener. Help them navigate life and the change required to live in your abundance. Lord, I know that you have called each of them to something great and something powerful. And God, I pray right now that you would reveal the necessary steps that they need to take to create the change that you desire in their lives. And as always, thank you so much for listening. In the meantime, please subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend, maybe text them the link or share it on your social. You can find me on social at Trent Gillam, that's G-I-L-L-I-A-M, on Instagram at Rev Gillam. You can also reach me at buildinggreatlivespodcast@gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, let's keep building.
You've been listening to the Building Great Lives podcast, a member of the Real Life Church Network. Join us next time as we dig deeper into life's most challenging questions.